You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, October 21st, 2005. This week we have a new corner called Writing with Emily, and we're bringing back Math Corner. We also have Word of the Week and a book talk. First up, student news.
This week in math, the third graders did the trade first, then subtract method. The trade first method is when you trade before you subtract. Trading in math is when you trade 10 to 1 and 100 to the tens. While the thirds were doing that, the fourths were doing work with globes. They pretended they were flying. They flew to different countries and then found out the difference they flew. And that is what we did in math.
The next thing that happened was Mark M. did a book talk. During a book talk, you share a book that you enjoyed reading. You also share unfamiliar books and their good authors. When doing a book talk, make sure you're at least halfway through the book. And don't forget, when you're talking, look at everyone. And also try to find a book that the class would be interested in. And have fun. That is a book talk.
Also this week, Mr. I's class and our class got together to learn about comets for our poetry blog. There is a special paper that says, I like, I wonder, if you could, and questions. Before you go on the poetry blog to do comments, you write on this paper and answer them. Only the kids in room 208 and room 209, Mr. I's class, can comment on each other's work on our poetry blog. We can comment on anyone's poems. The types of poems we have been working on our haiku poems and iambic poems. We will be working on poems throughout the school year. We have been working really hard on the poems that we did. We really enjoyed this project.
Finally, this week, we did science. We started learning about wants, needs, and habitat. We went next door to Mr. I's classroom to do fun science project, like making a list of what we would want and what we would need if we were going on a trip. At first, we didn't know where we were going. Then, we found out that we were pretending to go to Mars and had to change our lists. Big time. This time, Mr. S, Mr. I, and Mrs. M had to put the posters on the wall for a quiet gallery in the room. We also got blue dots, and that meant need, and orange dots that meant want. And everyone went around the room and put dots on each thing that were needed and wanted. Now we are starting to make a terrarium. A terrarium is an aquarium with no water. It will be very fun. We hope that this will be successful.
Hi, my name is Cassidy. I hope you remember what the word emulate means. The word of the week this week is abrupt. I'm going to be asking some people what they think the word abrupt means. What do you think the word abrupt means?
Sit down.
I think abrupt means that someone is really good at reading.
I think abrupt means you're going to, like, get really mad and hurt people.
What do you think the word abrupt means?
I think abrupt means you're really frustrated at somebody.
I think abrupt means just a feeling or something that someone does. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
What the word abrupt really means is suddenly and unexpected. Here it is in a sentence. Someone came up behind me, and it was so abrupt, it scared me. My name's Cassie, and that was the word of the week.
Hi, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Haley.
With Math Corner. This week, we are going to tell you how to play baseball multiplication. This is how you play.
You need to get a blank piece of paper and make four bases. You need four objects. For example, pennies, counters, blocks, and anything else that is about that size.
You need two dice because you roll them and you times the two numbers on the dice that are facing up. This is how many bases to run.
If you roll 1 to 9, it is an out.
If you roll 10 to 18, it is a single. You go to first base.
If you roll 20 to 28, it's a double. Second base.
And if you roll 30 to 35, it is a triple. You go to third base.
And 36 is a home run, four bases. That is how you play
baseball multiplication.
We had a lot of fun playing baseball multiplication. Did you, Bailey?
Yeah, and it's great to play at home, too.
And I'm doing a book talk on a book called Because of Winn-Dixie. And this book's by Kate DiCamillo. And my favorite line in this book is where the dog went running over to the manager wagging his tail and got up on his back legs and put his other paws right on the manager's shoulders. And I think you would like this book because it's about a girl who finds a dog at a shopping market. And later in the book, Winn-Dixie actually gets lost in a lightning storm. Because he hates lightning, because he gets startled by it. And at first, she thought the dog looked a little bit ugly and smelled pretty bad. And it was when he was in the shopping market, he had knocked over a bunch of oranges and apples. And the manager kept screaming, "Catch that dog, catch that dog." And nobody had caught him. And at one part, two of the managers almost slid on a couple of oranges after he knocked the cart over. And later, when he's at the shopping market, the manager's ready to call the pound. And then the girl says that that's her dog because she doesn't want to see the dog go to the pound. And she calls the dog Winn-Dixie to make up, because she has to make up a name really quick or they'll know it's not her dog. And she says later in the book that she's never seen a dog smile, because he does something, because he shows his teeth, and he, when he does that, he sneezes. So now I'm going to read you a passage from the book. The whole time I was working on him, I was talking to him, and he listened. I told him how we were a lot alike. See, I said, you don't have any family, and neither do I. I've got a preacher, of course. I've got the preacher, of course, but I don't have a mama. I mean, I have one, but I don't know where she is. She left when I was 3 years old. I can hardly remember. And I don't bet you don't remember your mama much either. So we're almost like orphans. When Dixie looked straight at me when I said that to him, like he was feeling relieved to finally have somebody understand his solution. I nodded my head at him and went on talking. So that was the passage, and the preacher is her father, because he works at a church, and that used to be a old shopping shopping market. And now I'm going to ask for some questions and comments. Tyler?
How did she think of the name Winn-Dixie?
Well, she looked at an orange cart, and that was the name of the oranges. They were called Winn-Dixie. They were called Winn-Dixie Oranges. And that was the name of the store, Winn-Dixie. Bailey?
Why does she call her dad the preacher instead of dad?
Well, I think she calls him that because they don't really talk to each other that much. And she doesn't really get to see him a lot because he's always at the church. Well, thanks for listening to my book talk.
This is a brand new corner called Writing with Emily. I'm going to give you writing tips and also tell you some other things to do with writing, like skills and different types of writing. Today I'm talking about different types of sentences. The first type of sentence is declarative. A declarative is another word for statement. Here is a declarative sentence. I want this world to be safe. The second type of sentence is interrogative. A interrogative is another word for question. Here is an interrogative sentence. Will you tell the children to be safe? The third type of sentence is imperative. A imperative is another word for command and request. Here is a imperative sentence. Sit down now. The fourth type of sentence is exclamatory. A exclamatory is another word for expressing your excited thoughts. Here is a exclamatory sentence. I love pizza. My name's Emily, and this is my writing corner. Thank you for listening to it.
That show, did you? Send us your opinion to room208podcast@gmail.com. Hey, if you really like poetry, then go to Mr. S and Mr. I Student Poetry blog at bobsprinkle.com. Keep watching bobsprinkle.com and happy Halloween. Thanks for listening and see you next week.